Strange Adventure.
General Stevenson of the Confederate Army stretched wearily on his cot. For the first night in several months, he was going to get a good sleep. The forts at Vicksburg, at the junction of the Mississippi and Yazoo Rivers, had proved impregnable. The Union fleet was split, half of it bottled up in the Yazoo River to the north, and the remainder held useless to the south. Besides that, two Yankee vessels, the Indianola and the Queen of the West, had been damaged and captured. They were downriver now being repaired and would soon be in action for the Confederacy. It was about midnight when a cannon roared, then another. Soon all the shore batteries of Vicksburg were in action. General Stevenson leaped from his cot and sprinted to the north levee. At first he saw nothing but a huge, shapeless shadow in the middle of the stream. But as his eyes grew accustomed to the darkness, he made out a huge gunboat, the largest he had ever seen, slowly bearing down upon the fort. In a flash, he knew what the Yankees planned. They were sending their most formidable fighting vessel to recapture the Indianola and the Queen of the West. The general sent orders to each battery. Increase your fire. That ship must be sunk. The cannonading doubled. Solid balls and grape shot found their mark. Still, the vessel continued to advance. As it drew nearer, a double row of cannons could be faintly seen. The enemy warship seemed impregnable, but not a shot answered the shore batteries. The general dashed to his quarters and drew up written orders to destroy the Indianola and the Queen of the West. He shoved an adjutant toward the fastest horse in Vicksburg. I'll be sure these orders are delivered so that the boat will be destroyed before morning. If the Yankees regain them to fight alongside this monster, Vicksburg will be lost. The gunboat continued downriver. As it passed out of range of the shore batteries, the firing ceased. The general paced the levee, anxiously waiting to learn if his orders had reached the captured warships in time to prevent their falling into Yankee hands. Shortly after daylight, the adjutant returned. The general questioned him before he had time to dismount.
Were my orders carried out?
Yes, sir. The Indianola and the Queen of the West will never be recaptured, sir.
Good. Once again, we got the best of those Yankees.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but we didn't.
What's that?
Well, after the vessels were destroyed, the Yankee ship was discovered where it had drifted against the sandbar. Sir, it was just an old coal barge with framework of wood covered with swamp reeds. And those guns we saw, sir, they were logs. And the stacks were nothing but molasses barrels. They're nailed upright end on end. And the wheelhouse was a small building stolen from the back of somebody's home. There was no crew. I'm afraid the whole thing was a practical joke, sir. Dreamed up by them Yankee sailors.
The general stood aghast. From the swamps of the Yazoo, it seemed he could hear roars of Yankee laughter. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to The Blue Duck, our next tale of Strange Adventure.